So just a few ha'aris as it relates to today's daf in no particular order. So number one, the Mishnah said on the bottom of daf lamed beis lamed beis, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah ein mavir in olav es hatchum ve'ein mefakech in olav es hagal. Loi oilum be'ilon, v'loi roichven al gabi behema, v'loi shoten al pnei amayim, v'ein choyt chenois v'ein bedava shum mishum shvuzah, v'ein bedava shum mishum lois sasei. You're not allowed to violate an iser from tkiyah shoifen. Gemara said, my time, what's the reason for it? Said the Gemara, shoifer aseihu, because tkiyah shoifer is a mitzvah sasei. The yontif, and the obligation to rest on yontif, is an asei v'lois sasei. It's both an assay and a lois assay. The lois assay, it says in the Torah, lois assay kol malacha, by all the yamim toifim. Also, it says the word Shabbos sign by yontif. Shabbos sign is a positive commandment that you have to rest. No? So if shayif is an assay and yontif is a lois assay v'assay, so we know the rule. Ein assay, doicha, es lois assay v'assay. So two ha'aras on this gemara. The first ha'ara is the Shagas Aryeh in his Turei Evin asks a bamba kasha. The gemara in a few places in Shas, we'll mention one, discusses an assay being doicha, the lois assay of yontif. An example. The Gemara in Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, Shabbos daf kuf lamed gimel lamed aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing doing a Mila shaloi bizmanoi on yontif. So we know Mila bizmanoi is doicha Shabbos. Even though Mila involves chil Shabbos, but it's learned from Sukkim, Mila bizmanoi is doicha Shabbos. If it's doicha Shabbos, it's certainly doicha yontif. What about Mila Shaloi Bizmani? A Mila got pushed off. The Mila is not happening on the 8th day. It's happening on the 9th day. That Mila is not Doicha Shabbos. It's also not Doicha Yontif. And the Gemara in Perek Rabbi Eliezer the Mila is discussing why is it that a Mila Shaloi Bizmani is not Doicha Yontif. And the Gemara brings a whole bunch of different makaris. Just go through this quickly. Amra Chizkiyah, V'chein Tanah Devei Chizkiyah. It says in the Torah, Lo Yisai Siru Mimenu Ad Boiker. From that pasuk, we know this halacha. Abaye Amar Abaye said, it says, Oilat Shabbos B'Shabbatoy. V'loi Oilat Chayil B'Shabbos. That's the makar. Rava said, it says the words, Hu levadai, and from the words Hu levadai acha sheyoch lechol nefesh Hu levadai yosel lachem, we learn from here that Mila shaloi bismano is not toichy yontif. Rav Ashi said, you want to know why Mila shaloi bismano is not toichy yontif? What would be the havamina? It should be toichy yontif. Yontif is, you're not allowed to do Mila. You're not allowed to do a malacha. Elamai, oh, you mean because Mila is an asay? You want asay to be toichy lois asay? Rav Ashi said Shabbos in asayu. It says the word Shabbos in by yontif. The havale yontif, if that's the case, it comes out that yontif is an asay v'lois asay. No, ain't asay. Doiches lois asay v'asay. This gemara that we just read, Shabbos kuf lamed gimel lamed aleph, it repeats itself in a few places in Chas in a few different contexts. Where there was a shayla that an asay, whatever the asay is, should be doicha the lois asay of yontif. And the gemara brings four terutzim to this kasha. The first three are based on psukim. Loisei sir mimenu ad boiker, oilas Shabbos b'shabatoi, acha sheyeyoche l'chol nefesh, hu levado yeyosu lechem. Rav Ashi is the fourth amoyer in all those sugyas, where Rav Ashi says, what do you mean? Asei doicha lois asei. Asei is doicha regular lois asei. But the lois asei of yontif is not a regular lois asei. In addition to the fact that the Torah says so many times, thou shalt not do malach on yontif, there's also an asei. And because there's also an asei, so memeil asei is not doicha lois asei v'asei. It's a freak, the Shagas Aryeh in Turei Evin, classic. He says, L'chura, our Gemara asked the Kasha, why is it that the asei of shofar is not doicha all these different halachas? And what did Gemara say? Because yontif is not just a lois asei, it's a lois asei v'asei. Ve'in asei, doicha lois asei v'asei. Fake the Shagas Aryeh, that's all good according to Rav Ashi. But what about according to Chizkiyah and Abaye and Rava, the other shitas that were mentioned in the Gemara in Shabbos, Taf, Kuf, Lamed, Gimel, and the other places in Shas where that's discussed? They obviously were of the opinion that yontif is not a lois asei v'asei. Because if yontif's a lois asei v'asei, then that would answer why Mila shaloi bizman is not doicha yontif. You don't have to come on to psukim to tell me that Mila shaloi bizman is not doicha yontif. It's not doicha yontif because yontif's a lois asei v'asei. The teretz is Chizkiyah, Abaye, Rava, in Shabbos. They obviously argued with Rav Ashi. They held that yontif is only a lois asay. It's not an asay. That's why we're having a conversation. Let us say b'doicha lois asay. The teretz is all these different psukim. It's only Rav Ashi that holds lois asay v'asay. So sok to Shagas Aryeh in our sugya, it sounds like our Gemara is Rav Ashi. But that's a problem because how is Chizkiyah, how's Abaye, and how's Rava going to answer this question? And the Shagas Aryeh says that's poshet, that the psukim that Chizkiyah, Abaye, and Rava mention in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel is not going to help us for this this Gemara here in Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. So if that's the case, Freik Tashag Gesarie, and throughout Shas, there's only one Amira that holds that Yontif is a Leis Aseh Vaseh. It's the Amira Ravashi. And if that's the case, our Gemara would seem to only be Matim with Ravashi. And if that's the case, how would all the other Amira, namely Chizki Abai Verova, how would they answer this Kasha? Why is Shofar not Teicha? This is the Shagasari's Kasha. So I saw a beautiful teretz in the Netziv, in his Hemek Dovar, it's in Parshas Emor. The Netziv says something beautiful. He says that, if you notice, the Torah mentions the word Shabbosayin a few times in the context of Shabbos and Yontif. But there's a difference between the way the Torah mentions it on Rosh Hashanah. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer. Daber al B'nei Yisrael Lemer. This pasuk we're about to read is the pasuk that underpins so much of what we're learning now. B'chodesh HaShvi, in the seventh month, Tishrei. B'chol HaChodesh, the first day, which is Rosh Hashanah. Yieh lochem Shabbosayin. It shall be a day of Shabbosayin. Zichroin trua mikro kodesh. Zok the Netziv. This pasuk is the only time it says in the Torah, Yieh lochem Shabbosayin. It doesn't just say that it's a day of rest. But Yieh lochem Shabbosayin is a mitzvah. It's an tzivoy. Yieh lochem Shabbosayin. You shall rest on this day. So the Netziv said something beautiful. He said, where does it say Yieh lochem Shabbosayin? It says it by Rosh Hashanah. Because it says it by Rosh Hashanah, Yesh Loimar, everybody agrees that Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah of Shvisa, is not just a lois aseh, but it's an aseh as well. Throughout Shas, where we're discussing Shar Yomim Toivim, it doesn't say Yieh Lachem Shabbosayin. Being that it doesn't say Yieh Lachem Shabbosayin, there was a machloikis, Chizkiyah, Abaya, Rava, Keneged Ravashi, whether there's an Aseh de Shabbosayin or not. Ravashi said, just like there's an Aseh of Shabbosayin by Rosh Hashanah, Snow 2, there's going to be a Aseh of Shabbosayin by other Yomim Toivim. Chizkiyah, Abaya, Rava said, no, by Rosh Hashanah, it says Yieh Lachem Shabbosayin. It doesn't say by the other Yomim Toivim. But that's all as it relates to other Yomim Toivim. But as it relates to Rosh Hashanah, everybody agrees that this is an Aseh de Shabbosayin. No, our sugi is discussing Rosh Hashanah. That's why our sugi said the Netziv has nothing to do with the machloikis between Rav Ashi and Amiram. Everyone's going to agree that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is not just a lois Aseh, but there's also an Aseh. The machloikis Amiram in Shabbos, Kuflam, and Gimel, and in other places, is only as it relates to the other Yom Tovim, where it doesn't say a tzivoy of Yieh Lachem Shabbosayin. Do we learn it from Rosh Hashanah, or do we not learn it from Rosh Hashanah? But the Netziv then says, it comes out that Rosh Hashanah is unique in yet another way. That not only is Rosh Hashanah unique in terms of the Yom Adin and Kivan de Lezikaranu Kebifnim Dami, and it's the first day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and you have the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, but even as far as the actual Yontif goes, the mitzvah of resting on the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, Leiroi Zekaroi Zeh, it's different than the other Yomim Tovim. When it comes to the other Yomim Tovim, there's a Lois Aseh, there's no Aseh component. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there's a Lois Aseh Vaseh. The question is why. So if you take a look in the Netziv, on this pasuk in Hemek Dover, he says a machshava, but it's definitely something to ponder. That's the first ta'ara as it relates to this line in the Gemara.